The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 11 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Abra.
Hi, Abra.
Hey, Abra.
Personal revelation for me was really hard. When I was diagnosed with MS, when they first found out that I was sick, they told me I had a brain tumor. And I was like 50 miles away from my house, and I couldn't see, and I was all alone. And the doctor told me to go and tell my family that I had a brain tumor and that I was basically going to die. And I was like, great, I can't see, and I'm 50 miles away from home, and I'm by myself, and I can't drive. And all I could think about was going out and getting high, and I didn't know what to do. And the doctor said, "Do you need me to call somebody?" And I said, "No, I'll be fine." And I sat in the office for like a half an hour while my eyes readjusted to the light, because I had my eyes dilated. And I just said a prayer, and I said, "Heavenly Father, I know that I'm not worthy to have any kind of help or anything." And I knew I had drugs out in my car. And I thought, I'm just going to go out in the car and just get high, and I'll be fine, and I'll go home, which I did, and I was dumb. Which in my whole time of ever doing any kind of drugs, I never got pulled over. I never got caught. And I think Heavenly Father was really taking care of me. But I went home and I told my family, and we were just starting to go back to church. And we had the Elders Quorum Presidency come over and give me a blessing. My dad couldn't give me a blessing, and neither could my husband. And right then, when I had that blessing, Heavenly Father, he didn't tell me through the blessing. He told me in my heart. He told me that I was going to be okay. He told me that I wasn't going to have something that I couldn't live with, that I wasn't going to die, and because that's what I thought, I was just going to die. And so when the doctor called me later that week, he told me that I had MS, and I thought, well, that's okay, I can live with that. Well, fast forward 12 years, and I'm thinking, I don't like this very much. You know, might have been better the other way, but because sometimes it's really hard to live with MS. But I know that my Heavenly Father, even though I said a prayer and said I don't deserve you to help me, and I went out immediately from saying that prayer, and I used, and the one thing that I've learned is that every time I did that. He loved me anyway. And I did that a lot those first few months. And I would tell him that I'm not going to use anymore and I'm going to be good and I just want to get better. And he would tell me everything would be fine and I would know in my heart it was going to be fine. And then I would go and be stupid and I would use and it wasn't until the doctors told me that I had to quit that I quit, and I knew that I didn't have a choice. And I think that Heavenly Father knew that I wouldn't ever quit if he didn't make it that way for me, because I was stubborn and bullheaded. And I'm thankful to my Heavenly Father for knowing me well enough to know that I'm worth saving and that we're all worth saving, because it could have been really different for me and my life could have been really different. I'm thankful to come to these meetings. I'm thankful for a loving Heavenly Father that forgives me every time I screw up and that loves me and that knows that no matter how many times I say I'm sorry, that I'm probably going to screw up again in like 10 minutes. And it might not be the same thing now, but I'm still going to screw up, and that he loves me anyway. I just want to leave my testimony that I love this program. I know that this is inspired and that our Heavenly Father is there for us no matter what and no matter how many times we screw up. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Abra.
The full episode for Step 11 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.